I can read all the words on this one. Our scripture reading is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I have a theory about children being noisy in church. Oh, should I say this out loud? I'm going to. Whatever they want, give it to them. That's the grandmother talking right now. Because I love to hear them in church. I just do. Today's scripture is in the lectionary. Sometimes people, if you don't know what the lectionary is, it's a reading, a situation through 3 years where we read different pieces of scripture so that we read all different sorts of scripture. And this particular scripture, I went, when I knew I was going to be preaching today, I went, well, of course it is. Of course it is. This is the scripture that my father adored. And when he became quite ill, and I tell this story way too many times, but I think it's a great story. I'm not really a memorizer. Is that a word? But anyway, I'm not. And so when we began being in the hospital quite a few times, I thought, you know, Marsh, you got to step up to the plate, because that's the only thing he wants to hear for a little bit. So I memorized the 23rd Psalm. So when it came up in the lectionary today, when I was asked to preach months ago, I went, well, of course it is, because that's the way God works. I think he wants us to notice him. Have you ever thought about that? That sometimes we go through a whole day and we didn't even notice God once. And I went, okay, I notice. I get it. This is what we're doing today. Because the 23rd Psalm, and of course then he made me learn about it, my dad being my dad. I had to learn about it. And then I learned about it being David. And I said, oh, you mean David, David of Goliath kind of guy. And he said, sort of. Yes. He said, yes, that's exactly. And we talked at great length, and I read different things. And I thought, man, because this particular piece of scripture has to do with an adult David, an older David. And I grew up all about David and Goliath, because I liked David and Goliath. He was a teenager that made good, right? Kind of showed his older brothers up a little bit. There was a battle going on. Dad says, David, go down and check on your older brothers. Take them some food. And listen, if the bishop is listening to this right now, he just cringed. But that's okay. He said, go down and check on my other boys. And so he goes down and he finds this battle with these Philistines, these giants, this Goliath. And everybody's just kind of standing around, not making any decisions. They're just kind of, they got a little lost in the deal. Because they were fighting on behalf of God. And they kind of forgot what they were doing. And in that moment, David, being a little bit of a, I think he might have been just a little of a hothead. I don't know. Don't let me put something on him that's not. But he said, I'll do it. And everybody went, what? And so they tried to put all sorts of armor and things and weapons that he could do to do this. And of course, he couldn't wear any of it. And he said, I don't think that's going to work. And so him being a shepherd kind of guy, he went and found some stones, 5 small round stones, and he puts those in the slingshot, and he dispatches Goliath with the stuff that he knew about, with the tools that he was familiar with, not things everybody else tried to give him, Isn't that a cool story? I just think that's a God story. It applies to each one of us every day. So then David, being David, he grew in favor. And in this next piece that we're talking about today, he's actually a king. And I'm making this a really short version. Everybody's going, wait a minute. But he becomes a king. We fast forward. Because honestly, this part of his life, and I told my dad this, I said, I'm going to tell you, I think I might have left that out of the Bible, because he turns into a skunk. Yep, that's what he turns into. Oh, worse than, right? And I thought, you know, he was king, and he was in his palace, and as was his custom, I suppose, in the evenings he would gaze out on his area, and he happens to look over, and he sees, we believe, a beautiful young woman doing her nightly routine. And he decides that he wants her. Now, in those days, women were property. Make no mistake. So when the king says, I want, the king gets. I get a little feminist here, so don't mind the bite in my voice. And so he goes, and he gets her. And, you know, my brain even went, you know, I think he had to know who she was. I do a lot of pondering when I read scripture, so you know that. He had to have known who she was. She was the wife of Uriah, one of his commanders. Let that soak in a minute. And he brings her to the castle. And they have an evening. You know, I had a guy one time say, he said, they had a romantic evening. I said, you know, I don't know that I'm going to agree with that. But they had an evening, for sure. And she finds herself expecting a child. Can you imagine what she must have felt like? And then David decides he will invite Uriah back home because he's been at war. Men are always at war. I love you men, but sometimes you're always at war a little bit. And he says, Uriah, come home. And Uriah comes home. And so David thinks he will go to his house. And by his actions, everything will be fine. Except Uriah, being an ethical and honorable man who knew he wouldn't do something his troops couldn't do, he didn't go. And then David is faced with a dilemma. How do I save face? How do I get out of this mess? So he gets his generals together. And I've thought about this a little bit too. The people he got together to form this plot. Send Uriah back. Put him at the front of the battle. And then you all pull back. Because he was pretty sure he knew what was going to happen. And Uriah does die. And other things happen, and other things happen, and other things happen. As happens when bad things start going wrong. Have you noticed that? When the first bad thing happens, and if you don't fix the first bad thing in the right way, then more bad things happen. And that's what happened. So here's an interesting thought. Then we're told that the priest Nathan goes to David and tells him the story about a beautiful little lamb that a guy owned. And the king said he wanted the lamb, and so the king takes the lamb. And David is livid. He says, who has done this? Because Nathan's talking like it's a guy in the neighborhood, right? There is a powerful man. He took a lamb that this guy had raised, loved more like a child than a lamb. And the powerful man took it. And King David becomes incensed. Who is this? And how in the what? What? I will make him pay. Boy, he became indignant real quick, didn't he? And Nathan said, it's you. Oof. I like being your pastor a lot. I'm not sure that I could. Oh, yeah, I probably could. But because when it's right, it's right. You know? And I've thought about that so much this whole time that I was asked to. Because I really do love the 23rd Psalm. And I think so many different things about King David and the stories. Because everything in the Bible, my dad would say there's nothing new in the Bible and it all relates to us. When you get sideways in the road, fix it right the first time, and maybe don't even try to get sideways in the road, if you could think about it, just to remember who you are and whose you are. Yep. So I think about this, that if David never gone down any of this road, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? But then I think about Nathan, and I said, what if David just once had shown up in Nathan's temple? David obviously got away from the temple, don't you think? I'm speculating now, and I know that. Because if you're surrounded by what's right, if you're surrounded by being shared with the good news of the good news, which in that time frame would have been that God loves you, He created you, you're His beloved creation, yeah. But somehow David got away from that. He let power get hold of him. And as we note, when power gets hold of us sometimes, we don't make the best decision. And then when we are not checked on it, and we think we can just keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it, we really get in trouble. And the sadness is, then it hurts others. That is quite a thing. So then, David has an epiphany, if you will, and he realizes all the things he's done. And that's where the psalm comes from. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Gosh, if he could have just remembered that sooner. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Gosh, if he could have just remembered that sooner. Right? We have an opportunity every single day. Everything, this is one of my favorite things in the whole world I learned a million years ago. Everything we do reveals our relationship with God. Everything. Everybody take a big deep breath right now. I don't know how you all behaved at Walmart last time, but I don't know how you behaved on the I-44 the last time you went to Springfield, but David forgot he was chosen. Because he was. He was chosen when he was a teenager. He was chosen all his life. But he forgot it. And he sacrificed. He sacrificed others. And then he came to the realization that God's grace was big enough. God's grace. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what's offered to us every single day. Because we are chosen. Turn around to somebody and say, you are chosen. Now turn around to two more people and, oh, no. You are amazing and you are magnificent and you are God's creation. And God loves you more than you can even imagine. And when the world tells you, no, that's not true, you say, my pastor said it's true. God says it's true. I'm enough. I'm enough because I'm chosen. Do you feel chosen? Some days we don't. Some days are hard, right? Some days we may not feel chosen. But if I could say it to you over and over and over, Remember, you are chosen. You are the first, the best, always. And God will always be with you. God sent the best gift, Jesus Christ. Whew. Come on. To save us from ourselves. Because we do. We do forget that we're chosen. Isn't that something? Today is a celebration. It is a woman made this day for her mother. And she was a little Methodist girl. Everybody go like that. She was a little Methodist girl. And so she loved her mother so much, she wanted her mother lifted up. And so we talk about mothers on this day, and we know full well that she did it because she loved her mother so much. You know, if your mom's here with you today, you better reach over and give her a little pat, because some of us don't have our mamas. Some of us don't have our mamas. Our mamas are in heaven, looking down, and mine's probably thinking, why are you wearing purple today? It doesn't do you any good. No. She was pretty straightforward. My little mama was pretty straightforward. And yet we know that this is a day that can be challenging for some women, for many reasons. Perhaps they can't produce a child. Perhaps they produced a child that they couldn't keep. So as we celebrate this day, as we lift up this day, I'd like us to lift up inspiring women. Every woman in this place, put your hand up. Put your hand up, wave it in the air like you care. Because you are inspiring. Now, I don't know each one of you tons, but I'm going to tell you, I can look back, yep. I know every woman in this place, and you inspire me. You inspire me. Because you're living with men, maybe. Or not. You have children. Women are pretty stuff. They are amazing, don't you think? In all forms and fashions, I think women are inspiring. So I want you to take a minute and think about a woman who inspire you. Ooh, yeah. See, that was perfect timing. Woo, did you hear that sound effect I just had? Women who are inspiring. And I'd like you to thank God for them for just a minute. Whether they're on this planet or whether they're sitting at Jesus' feet. Maybe they're in a really tough, hard place. I get all that. Holy God, we lift every woman we know up because you made them for our mothers. We lift them up for the women who grew up in houses that didn't teach them how to be a mother. We lift them up. For women who are possibly, and I know because I have someone in my world who's incarcerated and misses her children so much, we lift them up. For women who did the best they could, we lift them up. Amazing God, thank you for every woman that inspires us. We pray your blessing on them. And God, for the chance to be a mother, thanks is given. All this we lift in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As we are thankful for the women in our lives, we are thankful for God's grace. I don't know if you've been following the news lately, but we have, and I say we have a new Pope, Pope Leo. And I love his words. If you haven't had a chance to read some of them, I encourage you to. I am thankful for a man with a voice who speaks mercy and grace, who is humble and who speaks to the poor. And actually, he kind of spanks the naughty guys a little bit. Because you know Jesus did. Think about that a little bit. Let us be grateful for God's grace, grateful for God's gift of Jesus. Jesus, who always tries to show us the way, to remember that we are chosen. God's power through the activity of the Holy Spirit to help us behave and act like we are God's chosen people. He says that to me every morning. And then he says, so what did I choose you for today, Marcia? And I say, God, what did you choose me for today? I love that.